Good morning all. I'm out in the garden today on Sunday because it's lawn mowing day. So I'm mowing the lawn, so I've taken a quick break to record this boo. This is in danger of being a multi-boo day, though I might save the other things I want to talk about tomorrow. We'll see. A couple of boos I've just listened to that I wanted to quickly comment on. First off, is deleting apps that Simon mentioned, particularly the audio boo apps tendency to just grow bigger and bigger and bigger. I was going to mention that and completely forgot about it again because I remember Yana talking about it a while ago that her audio boo app got very slow or something like that, and she solved this problem by reinstalling it periodically. So, yeah, I think that is a good solution to the problem. Particularly for things like AudioBoo, where all the data is actually stored elsewhere. So it doesn't really matter if you just delete it and then reinstall it. Another app, if you're feeling very brave, and with all the caveats around that, you know, be careful what you do and etc. On the Mac, you can get an application called iExplorer, which will let you browse the hard disk in your iPhone. So you plug in your iPhone, you start up iExplorer, and then you can start delving down into all the directories. That's quite interesting in and of itself, but in theory, you can specifically delete the things that you don't need out of particular applications. But as I say, caveats on that one. Be very, very careful what you're doing, because obviously you could completely ruin the install of an application and have to reinstall it anyway. But I've used iExplorer to extract some data from my old iPad and put it onto my new iPad because some of the data that I wanted stored in the database of one of my apps, I couldn't see any other way of getting it to my new iPad without reinstalling the entire computer. Reinstalling my new iPad with all the data from my old one. And I didn't want to do that because I only wanted this particular database. So yeah, that worked very well for me. But as I say, be very careful. The other thing I wanted to comment on was the Wi-Fi thing and public Wi-Fi that Matt was talking about. And he said that the way he would pay for public Wi-Fi if he was a small business would be to load all the prices by 50p or something. That's one way of doing it, in the sense that the way you're thinking about it is that you're now saying part of the cost of doing business is the free Wi-Fi. I still think you would have to really justify that as a business, that it's worth raising your prices above your competition just to provide free Wi-Fi. If there is no measurable return on increase of customers due to having free Wi-Fi, then that's a really bad idea. And if you really do want to load something on your prices, you could put 50 pence on every single haircut and offer a free coffee, for instance. That might be a better way to spend that additional price increase. So I don't think it's just a simple case of, oh, nobody will notice it. People do notice it to a certain extent, because otherwise you could load up everything. You could load up an extra 50p for a better quality chair, for instance. You could load up another 50p so you've got free newspapers every day. And suddenly you're £10 a haircut dearer than your competition, but you're offering all these extra free services. Obviously, they're not free because you've loaded your price. So clearly, every time that you do add something to your price, there has to be a reason to do that. Because A, you're eating into your profits, and B, you're making yourself more uncompetitive. So there has to be, in my view, a measurable return. Which is, of course, why I prefer to look at overheads on your business which are not the marginal cost of doing the work. I prefer to look at those in terms of increase in traffic or increase in business, as I think that gives you a better competitive view of whether it's worth it or not to your particular business. And to be honest, I'd be surprised if there are many businesses where free Wi-Fi actually gets you any more customers. I'm sure it gets you a lot of lingerers and a lot of tourists who pop in just to use your Wi-Fi. I'm not sure it gets you many more regular customers. Anyway, that's it for this boo. Back to the mowing.